Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Buckle up because we are doing a story time. Mm. This is our main topic of the day, is a story time deep into our vault. It's not even that far away. It's 2017.
It's pretty far now. It's 5 years ago.
So let me set the scene.
Okay.
It's 2017. I was 21. Amber was 19.
Are we hopping in it right now? Should we? Can we do it later?
And what do we want to do now?
Flip to a DVD.
What? Okay.
I want to sip before we get into that.
Okay. Bonus. I'm going to give it the table up to Amber.
Okay.
With her, we're going to brief interlude. The story time is coming. Amber's
story time
going
is coming.
To flip somewhere in the DVD booklet.
I brought our DVD booklets. And I kind of want to see if this new segment lands. And it's
right.
Just going to be, we got to figure out a name. We got to figure out a name. Amanda, you're crazy. First of all, everyone really needs to make it a point to watch these on YouTube rather than listen. I mean, listen in the car, honestly. But Amanda and I are crazy with our emotions at times.
I'm just motioning at Amber to chug her wine because...
Okay, so yes, so this is a new possible segment. I have the DVD booklets on the table. For today, I'm going to call it...
What are we going to watch tonight?
What's in the... What did...
Flip it.
DVD time capsule.
What is
this DVD mean to us? What's it...
Who's... What's up?
Who... What memory do you associate with this DVD?
Okay.
That's not a segment name.
No, it's not the name,
question.
But that's a question.
Okay.
Okay, do it.
So.
Hit me. We're all over the place.
Ugh.
What?
The things on this page are Confessions of a Shopaholic, Bring It On, In It to Win It, Warm Bodies, and Enchanted.
Okay. This is a fun segment.
Okay. I know. But do you want to talk about these? Did that spark joy? Warm Bodies, I will say, made me try and get a crush on Nicholas Holt. I would have not seen all of Skins, but I have been heavily suggested to watch it, and I'm working on it. But Warm Bodies made me try my best to convince myself that Nicholas Holt meant something to me. He doesn't.
He doesn't mean anything to me. I just thought he was hot in that movie.
Yes.
And this is a typical,
that can be the extent of it.
This is, and it's rare for me when that happens, when I just think somebody's hot and I have no emotional tie to them. Like, I did not have any emotional tie to Warm Bodies, have no emotional tie to Nicholas Holt. He's in X-Men First Class, but he was not the most interesting character to me. You know, like Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy were more important to me in those movies.
If I remember correctly, in Warm Bodies, he's alive because he learns to love.
He's a zombie and then he becomes alive.
Because
he learns to love and his heart starts beating again or something.
His body gets warm again.
Is that really what happened?
I guess.
That's kind of cheesy, but like I dug
it. It's definitely of the times.
It's
definitely of the times.
It's definitely a 2010s like fantasy rom-com. And honestly, do you know what I want to say?
Say it.
I think Warm Bodies laid the groundwork for things like Good Omens and Our Flag Means Death. I think that I want more fantasy rom-coms. Why don't we have more like fantasy sci-fi rom-coms? Like that are like just pure joy. Like things that are in a zombie universe don't have to be just so depressing and dark.
Do you?
Like,
yeah.
We would love... We should watch Warm Bodies again.
We should watch Warm Bodies because
I really like that movie.
Yeah.
I really,
it's in the DVD booklet.
I really like that movie, but I've only seen it like twice.
A couple times. I have to sneeze.
It's kind of Halloween themed too because of
zombies. But yeah, you explaining that like fantasy... Like I really like shows where... If someone dies, or I guess I don't know how, like it depends on the show and depends on the writing and depends on how they do this. But shows where when someone dies, you're like, there's definitely a chance they're coming back. I really like those because when they do come back, it's fun. It's creative.
Like Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf. I was thinking about Teen Wolf and Once Upon a Time and a couple CW like DC shows.
God,
but it's like
Once Upon a Time's so unhinged. We need to have a Once Upon a Time episode because
yeah.
the ways in which we have so many once upon a time story times randomly.
We do.
Like, randomly. And we have footage to back it up. Setting the scene, I was 21, Amber was 19.
Yes.
So to what is significant about that is that I was 21 and Amber was not of age.
Yes.
And
we went to...
I wanted to go to a Tim Burton night.
And it was 18 and up.
And it was 18... Was it?
It was 18
Okay,
and
it was
up.
18 and up.
So
yeah.
I didn't have to sneak in.
We but just, you did have to... You couldn't drink.
I couldn't drink when I got there.
So because of that, we got so...
We pre-gamed hard, y'all. Like, we pre-gamed hard. We had... We split, like, a fifth of Burnett's.
Between the two of us, I'm... To give you some context...
Burnett's.
We're both 5'2".
Burnett's.
And we were very, very small.
And we drank it fast before the Uber got there.
We drank it, like, within an hour.
Yeah.
And I was dressed... I had vivid blue hair, blue braids, so I dressed as the Corpse Bride, mm-hmm. and Amber had brown braids, so I lent her my Sally dress.
My braids had nothing to do with me wearing the Sally dress.
Neither of us got those braids for either
right.
of those costumes.
Right, 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 right.
Like, I got the blue braids because I wanted to be Valkyrie from Thor Ragnarok, mm-hmm. and she had a blue cape, so I was like, my hair is going to be the cape. What? And okay. and then I was like, oh, Amber, like, I just saw this Tim Burton night. I've never been to a Tim Burton night, but I've been to similar nights mm-hmm. with Club 90s.
Right.
And since I have blue hair, I should be Corpse Bride, and you should be fucking
Sally.
Sally.
Because you had the dress from a couple earlier years.
And I had the dress, because I had dressed as Sally, the 2 years before, like literally when I was your age. And that freaked me out, because mm-hmm. when I saw you, you literally looked like me when I was your age.
Like, there are some old photos where we look like each other
when
at
I was
that age.
Going around that night, I was like, so I'm with me from 2 years ago. It was weird. And so I, like, bought a wedding dress from Goodwill, and then I wore our mom's wedding veil.
Oh, right.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's, like, such a bad idea, because I kept dropping it.
Whatever.
And I was like, it's so, like, delicate.
Something about our family, I feel like we have, we assign sentimental value to different things. Different things.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying that wedding veil wasn't sentimental to our mother, but, like, she let you take it out.
Right. She's like, yeah, I have a wedding veil. We look good as hell. Like, I'm sure our makeup
was giving Tim Burton.
It's on my Instagram. Like, we look, like, so good.
It was very, if Tim Burton had black characters before that trend happened on TikTok, because I don't even think TikTok was a thing in 2017.
No, it wasn't.
So, I remember there's, like, a reel that is posted on our store, on our Fangirl Central Instagram, and I literally say, Tim Burton has no black people in his movie!
I will literally repost the reel, because it's, like, literally, like, this was the first time we got drunk, just the two of us.
Yes, it was.
And, like, went out, just the two of us.
It was so chaotic.
It was, but it was so fun. We got, Amber, like, we were to the point where, like, we were swaying drunk before the Uber got there.
Oh, my God, okay.
Like, before the Uber came to my tiny little apartment.
Yes, the Uber got there. Okay, we got dropped off. I just want to say that as soon as we walked in, the spotlight hit us, and we were led to the stage because the costume contest had just started. We walked in, and everyone
was like,
the
costume contest was wrapping up. It was wrapping up.
Oh, okay. So the costume was, like, people were on stage, and so as soon as we walked in, everybody was like,
everyone ushered us in onto the stage. It was like a shining beam of light in our face, like, as soon as we walked through the door. And then next thing we know, we're on the stage.
Just, like,
and everyone's
smiling.
Like, no. And do you remember the man that brought us up to the stage? The twins. Twins, get
up
here.
Oh, yeah.
Twins, get up here.
We were twins.
They thought we were twins. We looked exactly alike in that picture. Because we both had braids, because of our makeup. Our makeup was the exact
same. We had the thing, yeah.
Like, you had the stitches and I had the blue.
Yes.
And we looked haggard.
Mm-hmm.
And we look enough alike that, like, people think we're twins without all that.
Yeah.
And they're like, the twins, get on up here.
Yeah.
And we were
I couldn't see because the spotlight was directly on us. And we were just like,
we were like waving like pageant queens.
Like, and I remember as soon as we got off stage, they started playing Suavemente. It started blasting, and we were like, oh, Suavemente. Besame. Like, yeah, it was crazy.
It was such a whirlwind. And then
it was also emo night. It was Club 90's emo night, but because it was Halloween, it was
Tim Burton. Like, they were playing My Chemical Romance. I remember at one point I was on the table and Teenagers was playing, and I was like hardcore, like, pounding my head so hard I was like literally about to fall off. And then a security guard was like, get off.
Yeah,
like, get down.
Yeah, okay,
what,
man.
What the fuck is wrong
with
you?
We were on the booth, and we were, like, holding on to each other, headbanging, both about to go.
He was like,
you need to get down.
Get down.
And then
I remember we were, like, talking to people, too. Like, people kept coming up to us and being,
and
like,
saying things.
I mean, like, I think you should have won the contest. And we were like, bitch, we are so drunk.
We don't know what you're saying.
We don't know what's going on. We're just vibing here.
Rock on, brother.
And so, remember, Amber was underage.
Okay, so Amanda got a drink there. This was a little bit into the night.
For some reason, we were already drunk as hell.
Right. This is just, we used to be young. And
I know I used to be crazy.
But so Amanda got a drink and I was sipping on it because she was holding her, she was tying her shoe. You were tying your shoe.
Yeah, I was, because you had to have a wristband. So yeah. Amber did not have a wristband. So it was easy for people to see that she was not allowed to drink. And most of the time we would go into the bathroom and you would drink my drink.
Right.
And that, and we, but for some reason.
I literally was holding it. And then I happened to take a sip because if I was just holding it, they would.
Right.
And so they came up and said, you gotta go. They literally kicked me out because I took a sip of Amanda's drink and I was underage. Which, I mean, like, okay, it's your job, whatever.
And so I don't know what I did while you were in line. I think I was just, like, literally swaying.
I can't remember what you said, but I don't know how long I was in line. But the security out there, okay, if I'm 19 right now, I would say that maybe he was 27, maybe 31, mm-hmm. maybe 25. But he was out there. He was like, you gotta sober up. Like, it's just, like, we cannot have you in there. Da-da-da-da. I don't know what he was saying. He was saying a bunch of stuff. He was like, it's just policy. Da-da-da. And I said, I'm fine. Like, I just took a sip. She was tying her shoe, and he was like, I understand, but. And so I just stood out there, like, mingling with some randoms. And as soon as he was like, all right, you good, go on in. I said, thank you, son. And he said, son, get on back out here. He got so mad because I called him son. And I was like, oops.
How did you get in then?
He just made me wait for 3 minutes. I said, I call everybody son. What's wrong with you? It's just my vocabulary. I'm not drunk. I was drunk. And he said, son, he was like complaining about how he was older than me and da 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 da. And I was like, fragility. Oh, you're very fragile. You're very fragile. I know you're not my son.
I don't remember. Like, I literally cannot. I didn't black out because I don't like black out. Like, I have control issues. So if I get too drunk, I will take myself home. Like, I don't like feeling out of control.
Mm-hmm.
But
we did not black out that night. We went to that taco stand.
No, but it's the worst hangover I've ever had in my life.
It was.
You can listen to the rest of this episode on Patreon.
Go to patreon.com/fangirlcentral. That's patreon.com/fangirlcentral for more bonus episodes and extra content.
Keep it chaotic.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.